Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With summer beginning to wane, there is much still developing in the garden. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations. We still have a couple of weeks to enjoy the tropical butterflies of the Soar exhibit, and only a couple of weeks to marvel at the washed ashore sculptures. If you love color in the garden but don't really care to have to deadhead spent flowers, maybe your plant is coleus. If you look at some of the garden beds and palm circle, you'll be charmed by the beautiful colors of the lush coleus plants. A versatile perennial in our climate, it can be grown from seed, or if you have one that's a favorite, you can take cuttings and root them in a glass of water. It lives happily in the garden or in a container, in partial sun or that shady spot in the corner of your garden. As you wander to your right into the Ida F. Drapkin Fuchsia Garden, you'll be met with a stunning array of color in the garden. Moving along the right-hand walkway will take you past an upright fuchsia called Nisi's Finding on your left, which is just that, a found seedling. It's a sturdy plant with lovely orange rose flowers. Also look to your right to see the delicate fairy lily that's blooming there. Fairy lily, sometimes called rain lily, grows near the koi pond and at the overlook. There's also another variety blooming right now in the greenhouse. Continuing to look around the fuchsia garden, see the hanging pot of Tom West fuchsia. With its colorful variegated leaves, it's a beautiful plant with or without the petite red and purple flowers. Also look for the lovely new millennium fuchsia, a delicately trailing plant with flowers sporting deep pink to almost red sepals and a very deep purple true double petal, which you can then compare to the La Campanella fuchsia, another hanging basket of color with white sepals but semi-double purple petals. See if you can tell the difference. Heading further into the garden, take a turn through the pollination garden to see what's new this week. Check out the dill blossoms. There's both the yellow flowering dill, which is the common culinary herb, and the white flowering dill, also known as false Queen Anne's lace, which is not useful as a culinary herb, but it is easily grown and a beautiful flower, a welcome addition to any pollination garden. Also blooming this week is catmint, a plant that works hard in the borders of your garden and is attractive to butterflies, while a repellent to aphids and Japanese beetle. Also blooming in the borders is the Gomphrenia globosa, commonly called globe amaranth. A technically edible plant, it is usually grown as an annual ornamental and can be used fresh or dried as a cut flower. Walking through the lower meadows, there's a wonderful tropical hibiscus plant with waxy white flowers and a hot red center that makes for a great picture opportunity. However, if that doesn't suit your needs, then head through to Dottie's Outdoor Cafe, where you can stop on the weekends for lunch or a snack and get a picture in front of the living wall, which looks really fabulous as a backdrop for your pictures. You'll be able to see the flowering mounds of lovely blue plumbago and the interesting collection of greens and vegetables growing in one of the planting beds. There you can see examples of basil, okra plant, peppers, and leafy greens that make for a vibrant and edible garden. Stop off in the greenhouse. You can see a few new orchids that are blooming, as well as a sweet pink rain lily. The wonderful smell on the path into and out of the greenhouse is from the forest of sage plants there. More of these sage plants can be found by walking around Tram Road past the edge of the Bohannon Rose Garden, where there's also a towering and dramatic example of a white nicotiana plant. These star-shaped flowers are especially fragrant in the evening, attracting exotic flying pollinators and continuing to bloom from midsummer through to frost. Just past there are a couple of wildly blooming gold medallion trees. A fairly drought-tolerant and nearly evergreen tree, it will produce a show of blooms for many weeks. Heading around Tram Road, you should stop at the overlook to admire the thicket of buckwheat blooming there and the starkly white blooms of the Texas wild olive tree. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.